disciples say, Jesus, teach us to pray, he says, well, pray like this, our Father in heaven, and then the first things he talks about are our God's kingdom and God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we start with praying about God's concerns and things that bring him glory.
All right. Have you been leading your own congregation through this 40 days of prayer?
It's been done individually. Most people are in groups or in individuals. But I've encouraged many other pastors, and they're finding that this is a great way to have mm-hmm. groups doing it together.
Mm-hmm. And how about your family? You have 9 children. What are you doing with your children in this regard?
Well, we've challenged all of them to take the prayer dare with us, and mm-hmm. So they're all reading it. Some have raced ahead of others and finished it, but mm-hmm. It's been very meaningful for, you know, I find it's good for families to,
mm-hmm.
why don't we do this together we'll read this chapter. It's just, you can read it in a few minutes and then pray that way, and so it's great for families too.
H.B. London, head of pastoral ministries focused on the family, or former head, told me on this program a few years ago that 70% of pastors' wives complain that their marriages are no good. They're not fulfilling. I wanted to ask you, do you pray with your wife each day?
I sure do, and I love praying with her, because one of the things she's so good at is praise, which I spend several chapters on in this prayer dare.
Mm-hmm.
We spend the first time praising God together before we make any requests.
Well, that's good. And, you know, I have spent for the last 35, 40 years, every morning, spent about an hour in the Word myself and in prayer. And it wasn't until about 5 years ago that the Lord really put on my heart that I needed to purpose to spend that kind of quality time between the Lord and my wife and myself.
Very nice.
And so every morning, we have made it the utmost priority of our life. There is nothing that we will allow to intervene.
Yeah.
And at 6:30 every morning, we are downstairs. We get up at 6. We're downstairs at 6:30 with our cup of coffee, and we spend about an hour in the Word, reading together, discussing it, and praying as the Holy Spirit leads us. My wife says it's the greatest thing that ever happened to our marriage.
I'm impressed. That's great, Chuck, and encourage every couple to do something like that, and they could take this prayer dare together for their marriage.
Well, there you go. Ron, thanks so much for joining us and providing this very, very encouraging book to God's people across this land and around the world. Friend, get a copy, the prayer dare. You'll get to $15 or more to Save America Ministries. We'll put it in your hands. Again, call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org. And I want to urge you, because day after day we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour, including today, I want to urge you to become a partner with us. Don't just receive the benefits of the program. Join with others who are getting the message out around the world. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. I dare you. Get going in prayer.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chris.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I want to tell you that we are living in the most dangerous and frightening and exciting and times, certainly of my life and of your life, whether you realize it or not. The world we have known has changed and will never return again. We had a wonderful life, a wonderful utopian life, but you know the definition of utopia is no place. And it was all make-believe. We were living on borrowed money. We were living on monopoly money. The government was providing for everybody. They could grow old and they would be provided for with Social Security and Medicare, all built upon a Ponzi scheme that would make Bernie Madoff blush with envy. And now that's all behind us. And certainly the structure of our society is going to change and change dramatically. With us this evening, Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver, who this Melody helps Radio Liberty. We always enjoy having her on a regular basis. Hi, Melody. Tell us what's going on back there in Pennsylvania today.
Hello, Dr. Stan. Hope all is well with you. Everything here in Pennsylvania is pretty much like everywhere else. Everybody is sort of just waiting and to see what's going to be happening worldwide. You're right, there's so much disruption and fear and danger around the world, and it just doesn't seem like there's any leadership coming from anywhere. It's like things have just sort of been left untouched, and these areas of concern around the world, the violence, it will continue, and it's certainly I'm not quite sure anybody really knows if there's anything that can be done. So.
Well, I believe this whole thing, in my estimation, it's all manipulated. Certainly we've known what was going to happen. We know that Lindsey Williams was told in mid-October that we were going to have a major conflict in the Middle East, that the price of oil was going to rise. And, of course, he was told that by the end of 2012, why there'd be serious problems with the dollar. The phrase was, the dollar would be dead. Is that true? I don't know, but I do know that what is going on is planned. We do know that Lord James, a member of the House of Lords, got up in the House of Lords on the 4th of November, and you can find this. They've taken it down off of most of the websites. The last thing they want is for the public to learn the truth. But on the 4th of November, he got up in the House of Lords and talked about how he'd been funneling billions of pounds to the terrorists in Ireland and the great deal of money to the terrorists in North Africa. Of course, it said, I can't talk about what's going on in North Africa. Remember, this is the 4th of November. He said, I can't talk about it. It's ongoing. It's very sensitive. But I've been funneling money to the terrorists in North Africa, and they'll call the police on me. I mean, I'm just doing this for the Bank of London. They're the ones I'm really working for. So the Bank of London has been funding the terrorists in North Africa, and we've seen, Chris, how this has worked as they've bought off the army in Tunisia and bought off the army in Egypt, and they're certainly, I'm sure, have played a large part in buying off the military in Libya and the other countries there to allow this whole revolutionary movement to go forward, which is going to drive up the price of oil. And this is one of the things Lindsey Williams was told. The price of oil is going, in 4 to 6 months, to $150 to $200 a barrel. Is that coincidence? I don't think so. I think it's all planned and orchestrated. But they can't let the public know exactly what's going on as we transfer power to the radical Islamic movement. Well, Melody, Cindy, we had a good run on gold and silver there, and then I couldn't believe the back off on silver today. Silver was down $1.63. I've never seen such a volatile market, have you?
Well, when we have the big upward moves that we've had in both gold and silver, particularly silver, I mean, you can have the big swings to the downside also. After markets, though, both of gold and silver are trading higher. We have silver up almost 50 cents in the aftermarket, so you know it is coming back and is reversing its little bit of loss that it had today. And I think we just really need to focus on the long term, and these swings that we have when you have these little bit of dips and so forth, it's a great opportunity to go in there and buy. And if you bought when the prices were a little bit higher, that's okay, because there's going to be so many things coming down the pike that if you buy at these levels, to me, I really don't. When you have it, everything is all relative, and I certainly do believe prices are going to be going higher. If they stayed the same, I still believe you're far better off owning gold and silver than being anywhere else. And there is even an interview from a gentleman from, I believe, Newsmax, and he actually talked about $400 oil with any major Mideast upheaval. So, I mean, if you have $400 oil, you're talking about $15 a gallon for gasoline. Now, that might be a little to the high side, and I'm sure no one can think of oil being in those numbers, but, you know, we thought at $150 was extremely high, so, and there's even discussions of $200. So I don't think anybody really knows how bad the situation could get with gasoline and oil.
Well, I think that the thing that the American people must understand is that what is happening is not accidental. Now, the Federal Reserve System, the privately owned central bank that controls our economy for a small cabal of very wealthy people, is intent upon bringing inflation. And they're in the process of stimulating inflation. They claim that they're going to continue the QE2 because we don't have enough inflation. Everybody else in the world says, why would you want inflation? You're sending the money over here. You're destroying our economy. You're raising food prices throughout the world. One of the reasons for what's going on over in the Near East and Middle East, one of the explanations is the inflation that's there, and the people shouting, give us sugar, give us salt. Why? Because on $2 a day, when you raise the price 50% on these basic commodities, why? Because you're laying the groundwork for social unrest, and that's exactly what we're witnessing today. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We're talking about what's going on in the economy, and if you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. I'm sure Melody would love to hear what you have to say and to try to answer your questions. But are the privately owned central bank that controls our economy and the destiny of our nation, they're not answerable to Congress. They could care less what Congress or the American people want, what's best for this country. They have a different agenda because, they have a different goal, and that is the destruction of the economy of our nation and the bringing about of a one-world government. Certainly these ideas laid out by Cloward and Pivot. Cloward, C-L-O-W-A-R-D, and Pivot, P-I-V-O-T. You get their article up on the Internet in 1966 in the Nation magazine, and they said if you want to destroy a nation, then you promise all of these benefits to people, benefits that can never be paid for, and you simply spend the country into destruction, and then, of course, we can destroy the country and bring about the ideal a utopian socialist society, because what they really mean is a society ruled by a ruling elite and the intellectuals who are so much smarter and deserve to rule over us common people. And that's exactly what they've done. Well, the inflation that they say doesn't exist is here. I mean, certainly Bernanke said there's no inflation, it's only 1%, we got to get up to 2%. Ladies and gentlemen, I got a catalog today for where I buy my clothes. I have to buy them out of catalog. Nobody has clothes big enough for me. But I'm 6'6", and weigh more than I should, and we need to get... So I buy my clothes out of a catalog. Today, I looked up men's brief. I would only pay $8.95 for a set of three. Today, the new catalog arrived. Why were the price was up 25% from $8.95 to $12.95 for a package of three. My favorite shirts, which of course I buy from them, had gone up from 1995 to 2595. Why? Because the price of cotton and all these goods is skyrocketing up 50% throughout the world. Why? Because America is exporting inflation, intentionally destroying the economy of the world, inflating the economy of the world. This is one of the main reasons for the revolt over there in the Middle East. These people making $2 a day and the price of their food and basic staples has gone up 50%. We're doing everything we can not only to destroy the economy here, but throughout the world. And the average American says, well, the government says there's no inflation. Why? They would never lie to us. And I would simply ask you, oh, look and see what's happening to the price of gasoline. Look and see what's happening to the price of food. And they say, well, but inflation, well, we don't look at food and fuel. Why, we have other things, and that's what we put in the inflation, you know, and the price of housing is dropping, and so, and look, the cars have not gone up that much in cost, and so that's what inflation is. It's not what you spend every day, it's what we say it is, and are you going to believe us, or are you going to believe your lying eyes? Well, ladies and gentlemen, they are intentionally producing inflation. And if you read the articles that are put out by people like Richard Haass in Foreign Affairs magazine, he is the president of the Council on Foreign Relations. Foreign Affairs is the official journal of the Council on Foreign Relations, America's invisible government that controls both political parties. It is a front organization for a secret society dedicated to world government, according to Professor Quigley, the leading historian of the last document. You'll find that on pages 951 and 952 of his classic book, Tragedy and Hope, that was suppressed for so many years. And we even have an interview with Professor Quigley, the leading historian, who tells us how they suppressed his book. But basically, of course, the Council on Foreign Relations, this article in their magazine, talks about how we're going to have austerity and lower living standards in the United States. And an article in the last issue of U.S. News and World Report by Martin Zuckerman, a member of the Trilateral Commission. There's only 86 members in America. They're the real people who rule this country. Mortimer Zuckerman, in his last issue of U.S. News and World Report, member of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, said we're going to have austerity and we're going to have lower living standards. Do you think that that could possibly mean, Melody, that what they want is austerity and lower living standards here in the United States, just like, and as they raise living standards throughout the world, to lower the living standards here?
Absolutely. They want to equalize the living standards all around the world, and that truly means lowering ours, and our living standards have been lowered over the years. I mean, it doesn't improve. You know, someone told me the other day that we should be very thankful for what we have. And we should be, but you know what, folks? We're losing what we have. We're losing things that, and a lot of the things that they were referring to are physical things. We're losing our freedoms. We're losing our rights. We're losing our liberties. We're losing so much more than the things that so many people just see, the things that they can touch and see. People just don't have a grasp anymore of what truly is going on. And you know what? It's not their fault. It's the conditioning of the people for so long over the years that I don't believe they have the ability to see through so many things that is what's occurring today, and how the whole system works, and how there's just a small group of people who truly run and control things. I mean, they, you know, when they hear about the information and they hear about the various people and the groups and so forth, to them, I believe it's, you know, it's something so far-fetched that, and it's only because they've been conditioned and they've been brainwashed into thinking that, you know, things are fine here in America, and but slowly and surely we're losing so many things that that you can't put a price on. I even saw this morning there was a person on, I watched CNBC in the morning to get the morning numbers prior to the market opening, and he's talking about food and energy. It didn't matter if the prices were rising on that it was the inflation in other parts of the economy that truly mattered, And this is the spin that they make on things. You know, wages, if your wages don't keep up, you can't pay for the 2% of inflation that they say that we have in food and energy, regardless of what the true inflation numbers are. So again, they're spinning the talk, they're spinning the numbers, and the sad thing is a large majority of people believe what they hear. If it's on that program, if it's on CNBC, if it's on television, it must be true. And that is a sad fact.
And there is an agenda. You can read it. It's called Agenda 21, published by the United Nations, available through Radio Liberty, a UN publication. But you've never heard of it. Most people haven't. The Global Biodiversity Assessment Report came out of the Second Earth Summit in 1992, published by Cambridge University Press. We have a summary of that in our Sustainable Development Syllabus. But you don't have to get those from us. Or you can get the Agenda 21 from the United Nations. And, of course, you can suddenly go up on the Internet and read the Earth Charter, point 10A, where they talk about equitable distribution of wealth among nations and within nations. Of course, within nations, that's equitable distribution of wealth. That's socialism, communism. They're going to redistribute your wealth, not theirs. The very wealthy want to lower your living standards. But how do you get equitable distribution of wealth among nations? Why you lower our living standards and you raise their living standards. That's just what we're doing. Though we can't let the foolish American people know that, why they probably wouldn't appreciate the fact that the elite have a different perspective on the world. Of course, the elite will continue having their jets, and they'll continue having their mansions, and they'll continue having their lavish dinners. But, of course, for us common people, the idea is to lower the living standards. Well, let's go to David, who's calling from central New York, and we lost David. David, call back. We'll get you right on. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. But if you're out there, and I don't know what happened to David, we didn't cut him off. I guess he for some reason or other, here, I think he's coming back on again. But call us at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-2295. What do you think the price of oil at $100 a barrel is going to be, Melody? What do you think the price of oil at $150 a barrel will be? What will the effect of oil at $200 a barrel be? I said, on our economy. Let's go to David. He's been waiting patiently. Hi, David. Do you have a question or comment?
Oh, yes, Dr. Stan, I do for you and Melody. Not being a gloom and doomer, but realizing things are going to be pretty bad in the next 1, 2, 3 years, maybe it's not good, but I don't hear anybody talk and paint a picture of how devastated America's going to be. I think we'd rather know the truth than be surprised by it. So in all the different aspects of what comes to mind, I wonder what you and Melody care to say about how bad things are going to be.
All right, Melody, how bad are things going to get here? What are your thoughts?
Well, personally, I think things are already bad. We have so many people who've lost their jobs, their homes, food increases, gasoline increases. People are struggling, and it's a picture. I remember when they used to show pictures of the homeless on the streets, but it wasn't good for business anymore in your downtown main center. So, you know, they cleaned them up. They moved them away. They probably let a lot die. They put them in. They took away, and they cleaned everything up. And that's exactly what they're doing now. They're making everything seem like things are still flowing.
Well, David, we'll talk more about that when we get back. We'll be back in just a moment. Give us a call if you're out there.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Well, David wanted to know what's going to happen. I really believe that we're going to go from bad to worse. I believe that the unemployment rate is going to go up probably to 25 to 30%.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Purchasing the food stamps, well, they don't give people stamps anymore. They give them a charge card. And, of course, that is, of course, mediated by J.P. Morgan Chase Company. And, of course, they then hire people over in India to suddenly take care of those charges and enter them into the files. And so, basically, now we've outsourced the jobs having to do with the food stamps to India. We're not going to do them here. We're not going to give Americans jobs. We want to raise living standards in India. That's what it's really about. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and let's go to Herman, who's calling us from Carmel. Hi, Herman, how are you doing?
Good. I heard on a national news program last night, they were talking about dollar stores, and they said that is one segment that is absolutely booming. and they said the it's now becoming fashionable for people to shop in dollar stores, where many companies will put products out under other than brand names for a lesser amount. But also the interesting thing was they said the largest growing segment of people who are shopping at dollar stores are those people who are earning over $100,000 a year, or had been earning that, and were reduced. So that's I think that's just a sign of the times.
I think that is very, very interesting. But I think that basically, of course, an awful lot of those things at dollar stores are made overseas. And certainly it's like Walmart. Go into Walmart and try to find anything made in the United States. You're not going to find it there. Go into most of the big stores and look for something made in the United States. You're not going to find it there. As of the year 2014, you're not going to be able to use incandescent light bulbs made in the United States. They're going to have to use a fluorescent light bulb made in Communist China. It costs $4 for the bulb. But don't you worry, you're not going to have to pay that. The government is going to subsidize those light bulbs so you can afford the light bulbs made in China, and they will only going to cost you a dollar and a quarter, you know, each, and of course they don't last, at least in my estimation. I've checked this out, often they do not last as long as regular light bulbs. Now, if you don't turn them off, if you leave them on 24 hours a day, they do last longer. But if you turn them off and on, why, of course, they burn out, at least in my estimation, sooner. Some people say that in their experience, theirs have lasted longer. All I can tell you is my personal experience. The fluorescent light bulbs, of course, give off radiation. There's a question whether they're carcinogenic. Certainly the mercury in them is toxic. If you have one and it burns out, you're going to have to take it to the toxic dump. You cannot put it in the trash. That would be a violation of law. What madness is that? Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What are your thoughts on what's going on, Melody? Certainly, why are we insisting that the American people stop buying light bulbs made in China, in America, that are cheap, 20 cents each, and buy the fluorescent light bulbs made in China, $4 each, it's subsidized by your government? And why is the federal government subsidizing a Chinese light bulb so that we can buy something made overseas, rather than something made here in America that's efficient, it's been around for a long time? And there's no suggestion that incandescent light bulbs are dangerous. There's serious questions about fluorescent light bulbs. In fact, take a fluorescent light bulb and put it close to your television or put it close to your radio and tell me what happens. What are your thoughts, Melody?
That's interesting. And, yeah, it is complete insanity. But you know what? You have China holding a lot of our dollars, and you know what? So we have to continually have to, quote-unquote, encourage them to at least continue to hold, even though they are eliminating a lot of their dollar holdings by purchasing other commodities around the world and so forth. They still do hold a lot, and we are beholden to them. I mean, I've read reports, too, where they will be buying up this country, and we have given them concessions as far as I'm concerned to this country, to this land, because we have to. And, they've never been our friends. They should have always been looked at as the quote-unquote enemy, so to speak. And I learned a long time ago from an article I read. It was written back in the 20s, and it was an article about the Chinese, and they said the one thing that they do, and there's a lot of good Chinese people, don't get me wrong, and, you know, don't want to get in trouble there, but he did write in this article, he says one of the deep Chinese culture is they come to you as a friend until they get what they want, and in the long term you'll find out that they really weren't your friend at all.
Well, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We've got Matt, and we'll be to him in just a moment. Well, let's go to Matt calling us from Albany, New York. Hi, Matt. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm
First
doing...
time caller with your show.
Great. I'm glad you're listed up there in Albany. And what's this about the restaurant manager?
Yeah, I'm actually I'm in the restaurant management business, and I was actually speaking on the phone with somebody telling them that we're really seeing the restaurant industry up here really slowing down a lot. I mean, it's a lot of places closing down, and then, you know, even the places that were doing very well are down significantly from, you know, even a year or two ago. And in this area where I'm at, you always could say, you know, restaurant jobs were a dime a dozen. I mean, they were as easy to come by as could be, and that's no longer the case up here.
Well, of course, Sydney, Albany isn't that the capital of New York?
It is. And yes, it is.
Basically, in other words, the economy, even in the capital, is not very good. My understanding is that certainly all across the country, they're having to lay off government workers because they just don't have enough money. They're restricted. They're not getting enough tax money in, and they've got massive pension requirements and certainly bonded indebtedness. Is New York in the same sort of trouble everybody else is?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and to tell you the truth, it's, you know, I'm born and raised in Albany, New York, but, you know, all of the, it's the capital of New York, but it's, you know, around here in the papers you see it around here, it's, in my opinion, it's the capital of corruption in the country. I mean, it's always in our newspapers. I mean, all you have to do is look at the last two governors that we've had, and you know, one was in a prostitution scandal, and the other one, I didn't really pay much attention to him. But, you know, really, this area up here is, you know, I see it, I really do see it taking a serious nosedive. The one thing I did want to ask you, I mean, I'll just throw this in real quick, is, you know what I really hear a lot for the first time in my life? I mean, I hear a lot of people starting to really, you know, talk about religion a lot more and revelation and end time things that are going on. I mean, I was watching today what's going on over in the Middle East, and I was just
hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Matt calling us from Albany, New York, and he's runs a restaurant up there. He says the economy is terrible, that certainly the restaurants aren't doing well. Always used to be there were lots of restaurant jobs, and now there aren't a lot of restaurant jobs. But he's commenting that he hears a lot of people talking now about religion. You'd never heard this before. And about revelation, and certainly about the events that are taking place over there in the Middle East, and perhaps they have some significance. Go ahead with that thought, Matt.
Well, I mean, I happen to be a big student in, you know, end time Bible prophecy, always fascinated by it. And even me, you know, 2-3 years ago, I always said, you know, oh, not in our lifetime will these things happen. And, I mean, all of a sudden, just about 6 months ago, I'm just starting to watch things and, you know, all the revolts going on in the Middle East right now has really caught my attention. And, I mean, my big question to you is, what I'm really trying to ask is, and technically, all of the things that we fear with this new world order and with the, I mean, it all has to happen, is my point. I mean, it has to happen because it's pretty much prophesied. And I'm just wondering, you know, is it possible that this is that time, that these things are, you know, maybe it's just time that this actually does happen?
Well, Melody, what do you think? How would you respond to Matt? It's a very legitimate question.
Yes, it is, and it's interesting because as people do awaken up to what is going on, they do turn more to God and for answers, and they realize that it is happening. I believe we always have believe God. I could be wrong, and Dr. Stan, correct me. I believe God has given us the ability to change. We've went away from God. we no longer have him in our lives. Is it gone past a stage that if we brought him back into our lives that we could fix things? I don't know. I think it is true. I mean, you do have the end times. It's going to happen. It's prophesized, and it's there. We just don't know the time. Well, I think people have a big part in that to some degree. I don't think we can fix anything without him. So this will play out.
Yeah, I don't either.
So this will play out, and unless we change, and I just don't see that.
Well, Matt, let me point out that when Jonah went to Nineveh, and he, of course, was prophesying what the Lord had told him to prophesy, and, of course, the Lord, because the people really did repent, and there was a great awakening there in the city of Nineveh, and God then held his judgment off for 60 years. Of course, Jonah didn't like that. He wanted God to go ahead and destroy him because he hated the Assyrians. But, in fact, he sat there sulking under a fig tree. It's really a fascinating story. You learn a lot about how perverse somebody could be. You know, he goes there, he does what the Lord tells him to do, he's successful, and he's furious because God doesn't destroy Nineveh. And then, of course, you remember, of course, when the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Incidentally, that is a real story. The producer, Matt, you talked to, answered your telephone call, actually went to Sodom. Now, I've been to Israel 6 times. They never take, for all intents and purposes, the tourist in Nineveh, because you'll still find the sulfur balls there after all these years buried in the ashes, and you can see the buildings, you can see the streets, but they never take people there because they don't want people to know that the story of Genesis is accurate. And what happens to a nation that turns against God and embraces homosexuality and depravity, and I believe God is going to bring a terrible, terrible judgment on this country. If I could suggest a wonderful TV series, we have video series, it's Pastor Billy Crone's The Final Countdown, and it's available in 10 DVDs, part 1, part 2. But if you watch those and learn the prophecies, there's a book you can get, you don't have to get it. Just watch the series a couple of times and then get other people to watch it. The most important thing you can do for people is let them understand that God does rule in the affairs of men. And although we can talk about the finances, we can talk about the evil men and the Council on Foreign Relations, there is a spiritual battle going on. And God does have a plan, and Lucifer has a plan. And the leaders of this country, many of them, have given themselves over to evil. And when I say that Hillary Clinton, the current Secretary of State, was at the White House, she was bringing a medium in named Jean Houston to conjure up demonic spirits, the spirits of Eleanor Roosevelt and Mohandas Gandhi. Why do you think that was never brought out when she ran for the presidency? Wouldn't that have simply shot her down so she couldn't have even shown her face? Well, if people talked about her, you know, bringing a medium to the White House to conjure up spirits? We never talk about the reality of what's going on. We talk about all sorts of things that have no significance at all. Tiger Woods, Lindsay Lohan, Madonna, you know, Sydney, Lady Gaga, you know, and her problems. Let me tell you, there's an article recently I read on Lady Gaga. She thinks she's demonically possessed, and I believe she's demonically possessed, too. And she had talked about how she had broken out crying because she felt the devil was taking over her. But you're not going to read about that in most publications. Anyway, but if you really want to see how everything going on today, Sydney, fits into God's plan, The Final Countdown by Pastor Billy Crone. You get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. An unforgettable experience. Does that answer your question?
It does, and thanks a lot. I enjoy your show.
God bless you. And well, get your friends up there to listen, because the best thing you could do is get them to listen. Hopefully we can bring them into a personal relationship with our Lord. Okay.
I do everything. Thank you.
God bless. Okay. Well, again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And ladies and gentlemen, I do what I do. not because I certainly want to entertain you, but because I want to show you that there really is something behind what's going on. And certainly if I just got up here and preached, why, probably most people wouldn't listen. But if we can show you how it all fits into God's overall plan, then, of course, people will say, well, gee, if there's this much evil in the world, maybe there really is a God, and maybe we ought to explore that. And hopefully, as I did 49 years ago, I began looking for God, and I eventually had to get down on my knees and ask him to come in and guide my life, the most marvelous thing that ever happened. Cindy, you recognize the spiritual battle as well, don't you, Melody?
Absolutely. Not as many years as you, but mine was really not that very long ago. I mean, we always brought up in a Christian family and so forth, but I'd say the major change in my life was back in the mid-90s. So, absolutely.
Well, I think if people who are in this certainly begin to realize that. Well, you know, we get so interesting talking, why I want to give you an opportunity to get your telephone number out and your website out. Tell people how they can get in touch with you, because people are going to have to make preparations. We don't know when the Lord's coming. In the meantime, you're going to have to be looking after yourself as best you can. I do not believe any of us are going to get through what lies ahead without the Lord's help, but we would be foolish not to make our preparations. So how can people get in touch with you, and if they do get in touch with you, what will happen?
And you're right, Dr. Stan. Preparation is so important, because I hear, not so often, but I do hear, and I know it goes through people's minds, if this is the end times, there's no point in preparing. I'll be safe with God, and you still do need to prepare. And I encourage you, you have family members, you have children, people that you can help, and that is also part of the plan, and that we help people. They can call us at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. You can reach me here at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And it's just not about your finances. It is about storable food, your water, things that perhaps you don't often think about. Make a list of things that are important and just get extras to help you through the difficult times. So, but for your finances...
Go right ahead.
Okay. For your finances... If you call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, we'll help you. We'll give you a, you know, we put together a plan for you that's suitable for you. We don't have an agenda when it comes to telling you what product you should buy, or if there's a good buy in one particular area, or while you should diversify into another area. I always look to my prices to see if there is a special deal. Maybe you can get a product at a little bit lower price. Maybe I was able to buy a group of product in and be able to offer it at a lower price. So this is how we do business. We don't have an agenda. We don't talk negative about any one product, because it isn't the product that's negative, or it isn't the product that's bad. It's the people who sell it, you know, because they do have an agenda. They have an agenda to sell the item that makes them the most commission. And lots of times what they'll do is they'll take one particular product, they'll talk negative about it, they'll promote something else, and then when you really figure out what they're trying to do, it's even worse than if you have purchased the thing that they ended up talking negative about. And I've seen this happen more and more. So the product is good. All gold products is good. All gold silver products are good. It's how it's sold to you, and if it fits into your if it fits into your program and into your investment objective. And that's what we do here at Discount Gold and Silver.
All right, well, let's go to Ron, who's calling us from Eastern Washington. Now, Ron, how are you doing? Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, sir. I just have a question. I've heard two opinions about the possibility of hyperinflation, one from Bob Chapman, who believes that that it's on the way, and one from Joel Skousen, who says it's very, very unlikely. And I was just wondering, how is there any way to reconcile the two views?
All right. Melody, how would you respond to Ron?
I didn't hear what he said about
Well,
Joel.
Basically, he said that Bob Chapman believes we
right.
can have
right.
hyperinflation. Joel Skousen says he doesn't believe we can have hyperinflation. So what would you, how would you respond to him?
Well, I think anybody can determine what inflation is by the prices that we pay. I believe we're already in hyperinflation. My gosh, look what a car costs. Look what homes go for. I mean, our wages certainly haven't kept up. The only thing that has kept up with the prices has been debt. So we're already in great inflation. I don't believe you need to have an inflation rate of 1% to 3% every year to make a good economy flow. I don't believe in that, because with that, prices keep going high. I guess if your economy is great and you have wages that and people that can afford it without debt, I guess that's one thing. But it doesn't happen that way. It's not meant to happen that way. So I do believe we're looking to inflation more than no inflation. I mean, we're here, and it's only going to get worse. I think we might get to a point where we'll see a deflationary period in some areas. But, I mean, we're seeing deflationary areas in housing. Prices aren't going up in the housing area. And I think we're going into a period of time where we're going to have both. We've had both. But I think we're more in tune to hyperinflation than no inflation.
Well, I could just comment, Ron. Where we get into problem in any of these discussions is we don't define our terms. What is inflation? What is hyperinflation? Well, inflation is rising prices. Hyperinflation is what you saw in the Weimar Republic or in Zimbabwe, where, of course, the value of currency was totally destroyed. You can have certainly inflation of 20 or 30%, but that's not hyperinflation. I mean, that's devastating inflation, and it'll wipe out the value of your currency, but hyperinflation is where you totally destroy the value of currency. So basically, I think that what Joel is saying is no way we're going to get hyperinflation. And what Bob is saying is, well, we're going to have maybe a 15, 20% inflation, and that would be hyperinflation. I believe that's severe inflation, and so I think we have to define the terms. I think that, I mean, you have inflation rates of 15%. You know, for 4 or 5 years, you've destroyed 90% of the value of the currency, but that's not hyperinflation. You still have some value left in your currency. Right now, the producer price index, the PPI, and you can look this up on your... Do you have a computer on?
Yes, sir.
I'll look up PPI. What's the rate of PPI? That's producer price index. It's 14.1%. That means a 6 months from now, we're going to have a 14% inflation. That's not hyperinflation. That's simply devastating inflation. And the only thing that's going to preserve any of your wealth is gold and silver or gold and silver-related stocks. Get out of everything else. Bob Chapman's absolutely right, and Joel Skousen are absolutely right. But it's how you define the terms. And until you define the terms, you can't understand what they're saying. Does that answer your question?
Yes, more or less.
Okay. Well, we're going to have Joel on again. I don't know if you hear him in the afternoon. He was on today, and he'll be on with us tomorrow morning. And I enjoy both Bob Chapman and Joel. They're independent thinkers, and what a pleasure it is for me to have both of them on.
Well, I enjoy them both, and I read both their articles on the Internet.
Well, I will tell you one thing, and that is we're in real trouble as a nation. And most people, not understanding what's going on, get wiped out. And all I'm hoping is the people who listen to our programs are making their preparations, and at least they will survive. And I'm hoping that they will tell others. And we want to get as many people not to be so terribly hurt. But we're talking about another, 4 to 5 million people losing their homes in the next year or two. And we're talking about more and more people losing their jobs. We're talking about more and more people having to cut back dramatically on their food consumption. We're talking about more and more people being forced out of their cars. We're talking about a situation unparalleled in the history of our nation before. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
God bless. Okay, let's go to Herman calling again. Herman? Herman, are you there?
Yes, quick question. I have a friend that has some gold coins, and she has been told to send them to Goldline, and they're going to hold them for her. This is a retired lady, and when the prices go up, she will sell them as she determines. Is this a good idea?
Melody, what's your response?
Change her mind immediately.
No, the answer is no, it's not a good idea.
Absolutely not.
Okay, never.
Don't allow anyone to hold your gold for any extended period of time. Take physical delivery, keep it, and don't store it anywhere, particularly with another dealer.
Does that answer your question?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, God bless, and thanks so much. Okay, well, of course, I guess it's been Melody Cederstrom, Discount Gold and Silver, and of course, we think Melody is a great job. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program. Melody, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program.
You know, I just wanted to answer that gentleman's question about his friend. When we see prices of gold and silver increase like we have...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
4188, that's 800-375-4188 here at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And we're still using our old website. That situation hasn't been resolved. In fact, I'm looking for another shorter one. I'm just going to use a different because someone came up and they kind of did something fishy with the one we were trying to use with discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. That is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net.
Okay, fine. Thanks very much. We'll be talking to you in a few days again, once again, on one of our other programs. God bless. And
God bless you, too, Dr. Stan.
Thanks so much for helping.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope you enjoy our regular conversations with Melody. But we are in very difficult times, and you must understand and begin to make your preparations accordingly. The world has changed and will never be the same again. I can say that without any question at all, because I've read the plan. I've read the Earth Charter. I've read Agenda 21. I've read the Global Biodiversity Assessment. I've read the articles in Foreign Affairs magazine. And Sidney Mortimer Zuckerman's last article in the last edition of U.S. News and World Report. They plan on lowering our living standards. Well, you can outsmart them if you do the right sort of things, listen to our programs, get the information, but understand what you're up against. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk on The Forbidden Secret and get the syllabus that goes with it. You need to hear my talk on the Dark Secret and get the syllabus that goes with that. And Sidney, why is this important? Well, because you'll understand this whole thing is contrived. Why would anybody contrive to destroy our economy? Because they hate America. Because they worship a different God. And once you understand that there really is organized evil in the world, so much of what's going on makes sense. They're actually blocking effective cancer treatments. That's why you need the DVD. Cancer, forbidden cures. Cancer, forbidden cures. Sidney, you need to understand that they are spraying harmful things into our environment. That's why you need to get the DVD. What in the world are they spraying? What in the world are they spraying? You need, of course, to get our four tape set, Sidney, on chemtrails. You need to get the four tape sets we have on Lyme disease. You need to get the four tape set on chronic fatigue. We've got a great book. It's called Oster's Web. It goes to the background of this new disease. I believe it's a created disease. It's called chronic fatigue, and it overlaps with fibromyalgia and so many other diseases. This is written by Hilary Johnston. It's one of the most fascinating books because it tells you the whole background of chronic fatigue disease. Then, of course, we carry another book. It's called The Health Sensory. It's actually published under the auspices of the NIH, National Institute of Health. It tells you how that there was a cancer virus in the initial polio vaccine, the Sabin vaccine, and they knew there was a cancer virus. And what did they do? They continued distributing the cancer virus-laden vaccine. And they gave it to millions of people, and today a third of the population today carries those viruses, and this is one reason, in my estimation, why the incidence of cancer is so high. Back at the beginning of the 1900s, beginning of the 20th century, why one person in 17 had got cancer. Today it's one person in three, moving towards one person in two. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. That's why you need to hear my talk on a planned population reduction, my talk on Nundergal genocide. We got the secret government report. We have it available. It's been declassified, NSSM 200, NSSM 200. And then please pray for America. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque the rest of Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Houston Tomax, Tomas. Tomas, like Tomas. I finally got it, Houston.
Hey, three tries isn't bad for a Polish.
Right. Oh, okay, fine. Well, if first you don't succeed, try and try again, and then we finally got it the third time. Houston Tomas, and he's going to be talking to you about tap water. Houston, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, why you're concerned about the fact that we really can't trust the tap water we get in most towns.
Well, I've been studying tap water quality for about the last 10 years. Been very passionate about what I've learned at every turn. As you look at a certain chemical that's found in a certain city, you start to read the different health effects that are associated with that chemical, and it's really scary to see that story gets repeated all over America every single day. And in watching those stories unfold and seeing exactly what we are doing to our society's health, I've really made it my passion to help people, A, understand what's in their water, and B, direct them towards the right solution.
All right. Well, what do we have in our tap water? I mean, don't we have efforts to purify the tap water so that it'll be clean and bacteria-free and so that it'll be safe to drink?
Well, as Americans, we've always prided ourselves on having safe water. And for all intents and purposes, you're going to hear Houston say a lot of crazy stuff that's in your water today, but you're not going to die of cholera or typhoid or dysentery from drinking a single glass of water in this country. We use chlorine to great effect to remove those or kill those microbiological pathogens that get people sick. Chlorine is very effective as a killer. We used it in World War I against the Germans. Well, we use it today in our water because at a level as low as 2 parts per million, you can kill E. coli in 2 seconds and salmonella in 7 seconds. So for all intents and purposes, no, you're not going to die tomorrow if you drink tap water in America. My argument is that we've seen since 1900 the cancer levels in this country have gone from 1 in 50 of us to this year 1 in 3 of us can expect to get cancer in our lifetimes, 1 in 2 men. There's a lot more that goes into that than detection, and I'm a firm believer that it's the pure essence of the number of synthetic organic compounds that we expose ourselves to on a daily basis in the food we eat, the water we drink, the air we breathe, the cleaning chemicals that we use on our clothes. But with us being 72% water, I really think that the source of the problem starts with the water. I mean, it's a common sense equation that if you put dirty water into your body and you're 72% water, your body's going to run dirty. We're essentially water machines. We've evolved over the last couple millions of years running on mineral water, and pretty much every process in your body uses water. And if that water doesn't start out pure, you're burdening your kidneys and your liver to clean that water before that water can go give its life-sustaining activities through your system.
All right, fine. Well, I certainly agree with you. And so what sort of things do we find in the water that are harmful to us? How do those get there? And why are